Okay, Sean Rabose, today's daf is Pesach and Daf Yud Ches, still in the middle of the Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim Sugyas, about Tumah and Tara. And we had mostly been discussing Brisa at the top of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. We had the question was, if you flip back to Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, and at the top of the daf there, it says, Safik Mashkin Li Tameh. Let's say you have a Safik about liquids, whether they're Tameh or not. So you had a five-way Machlokes. Really four opinions, but five people, as to what's the status if the liquids are suffake tame. So Rabbi Meir had said that for themselves, meaning for the liquids themselves are tame, but the tame other things is that's tahor, the sfeiko, that the suffake is tahor. And again, we had explained that if something is suffake is tame, so then it's going to be metame midaraisa. And if it's suffake is tahor, then it's going to be tame midarabanan. So that was Rabbi Meir's shita, and Rabbi Elazar had agreed with him. And we had an explanation what Rabbi Elazar meant. But Rabbi Yehuda had said, La kol tame, everything is tame, meaning anything, the liquids themselves and anything they may have been in contact with, meaning meaning that for the liquids themselves are tame midaraisa, and they can also be metame other things midaraisa. And then Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon had said, if they're metame other food, then it's going to be tame, but if metame kalim, liquids cannot be metame kalim Midal Raisa. And we had said throughout the Gemara towards yesterday's daf that Rabbi Yehuda took back his shita, meaning that he took it back and he said that to be metame, for liquids to be metame kalim, dafka is midar abundance, not midal Raisa. So Gemara says, now, ibailahu. Now we are, how many lines up here? We have six lines up here on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Now the following question that the Rabbanim asked, ibailahu. Mikalim hu dahadar bay, ava ba'ochlin krabi yosir, rabbi shimon's friyale, ol dilma lagamre hadar bay, and krabi meir. Meaning, when Rabbi Yehuda took his shita back, when we went back on what he said, who is he therefore holding like? And is he holding like rabbi yosir, rabbi shimon? Meaning that that liquids can be metame food? Or is he holding like rabbi meir, that liquids cannot be metame anything, midaraisa? So rabbi nachum bar yitzchak, toshma, I'll bring you a proof. Para sheshasa mechatas. If a cow drank the mechatas was liquid that they put ashes from the burnt kohen gadol, from the burnt paraduma, and the kohen gadol would sprinkle it on people. I guess it doesn't have to be the kohen gadol. I take it back. I'm not sure why I said the kohen gadol, but basically, part of the paraduma purification process was this water, and that was. They put some ashes from the paraduma and put it into the water. They would sprinkle it on people. That would help them become tahor. Now, ironically, and the great paradox of the paraduma, why it's a chok, or one of the reasons why it's a chok, is that this water was considered to be an av hatumah. And therefore, as we've been discussing, anything touched by this water would become a rishon. But if you sprinkle it on someone who's tamei meis, then he would become tahor. That was one of the great chidushim. So if a cow drank the mechatas, and as Rashi explains, and then you shechted the cow while the water was still in its stomach. So the Gemara says, Besara tamay, it's the meat of the cow, it is going to be tamay. Now, in a chanami, the water, right, it's an animal when it's alive, is not makabel tuma, but once it is dead, and this is the point, once it's dead and the liquid is still in its stomach, so then the liquid, the mechatos, is going to be metame, the meat of the cow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, butlu b'meyeha, that the water is no longer considered to be water, right? It's just part of the cow's stomach. It's inside the cow anymore, and now it is tahar, and the meat of the cow is tahar. V'yitzak adaydech mekelim ma'hadar bay. And then you'll tell me that Rabbi Yehuda only took back that liquid can be metame kalim, meaning that liquid cannot be metame kalim midaraisa. Ava ba'ochlin k'Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon's virle, but he holds like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, that liquids can be metame meat midaraisa. So my badu b'me'a legamre. Why does he say that the liquid is totally gone inside of the cow? But he did natuma chamura lo metamu, enochinami. It's not still considered to be mechatos, and therefore it doesn't have a serious tumma, meaning it's no longer it's not an avatumma, because that's not mechatos. Avatumma kala nitmu. But why shouldn't it be at least a little bit less? Why shouldn't it be a rishon tumma? Meaning, as Rashi says, yes, it's not Mechatas anymore. It's no longer an Avatoma. But at least it should be something that the Mechatas touched, right? Even though it itself kind of turned into, right, stomach liquid, right? It came in contact with all the enzymes in the stomach, etc., etc. So it's no longer Mechatas, but at least it's something that the Mechatas touched. So it should be at least a Rishon LeTumah. So why does Rabbi Yossi say that Batlu Bemeya, that the liquid is totally gone? So Gemara says, you know what? You're right. My Batlu Bemeya, what does it mean when it was totally gone in the cow's stomach? Nami Batlu Tumah Chamura. It was Mevatel from its high level Tumah. It was no longer an Ava Tumah. Ava Tumah Kala Nitmo. But mitamu, but it is still considered to be a tumah kala, a lighter tumah, meaning that it's a rishon l'tumah. And actually, when Rabbi Yehuda said batlu b'meyeha, right, he didn't say it was tahor, right? What did Tanakama say? If the cow drinks the water, it's tame. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's tame, but it doesn't. He means it's not considered to be a rishon. It's considered to be a sheni. And what he meant was that the liquid is no longer, it can't be mitame, other things after. So the Gemara says, one second. Michal the Katana Kama Sovar Tumah Chamura Nami Nitmu. Apparently, that seems to imply that the Tana Kama holds that it's serious Tumah, meaning that what's it called? The water is able to be Matame other things. But Habisara Tame Katani. But the Tana Kama said that the meat of the cow is Tame, meaning implying that the water can be Matame just the meat, right? But not anything else. Right, if you're telling me that the Tanakama holds that it's an Avatumah, should be able, or a Rishon LeTumah should be able to mikabe, to be metame people, right, and Kalim as well. But here you're telling me it's the meat is tummy, implying that nothing else is tummy. So Gemara says, actually, no, we misunderstood the entire Braisa. Kula Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa is actually, or I think it's a Mishnah in Parah. Anyway, the Mishnah is entirely Rabbi Yehuda. Right? And we don't have two opinions here. We have one opinion here. And it's missing some words. And this is what it means to say. If a cow drank the mechata, so it is tame right after you shecht it. What does that mean? That means tumakala, meaning it's a light tumah, meaning it's not the serious type of tumah. Ava tumah chamura, lo. But it's not a complete tumah chamura. It's not, meaning it's not going to be metame people and kelim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer batlu b'me'ah, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the liquid has been batel in the cow's stomach and is no longer a serious the high level tumah. Yeah, it's no longer a rishon. It's not going to be what's it called? It's not going to be. It's not going to be a sheni. Meaning it's not going to be an ava tumah. No, it should be. Hold on, now I'm getting confused. Meaning the liquid is not an avatoma. The liquid is a rishon, and therefore when it's metame the meat, the meat is then a sheni. Rav Ashi says a different answer. Lo olam batul b'me'ah legamri. Really, Rabbi Yehuda means that it's completely batul. So what does that mean? How do you understand the brisa of the machlokes? Mishum tahavi lik misrach mashkes saruach, that is considered to be a disgusting drink. Disgusting meaning drinks that to be metame need to be able to be drunk. I always forget, but either way, you need to be able to ingest, let's say, the liquid. If it's disgusting, then it's not mekavotum. It's not metame. It's nothing. But the Tanakama will disagree with them and say that no, since originally it wasn't. So then it still has its tumah situation. Okay, fine. Now, so let's move on to another part of the braisa that we quoted before again. That was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We had Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Right, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon omrim la ochlin tamei and the kalim tahorim. If you have a suffix, whether something is tamei, meaning something was in contact with liquid that was tamei, and it's a suffix whether it was in contact. So if you're talking about foods, then the food is tame, meaning that liquids can be a metame food, midaraisa. But if you're talking about kalim, so then that's going to be tahor, because liquids cannot be metame utensils, midaraisa. So Gemara says to explain. Amar Rav Bar Rav Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Reish Lakish, that's funny. Amar Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Akiva, Rabo Amra. Rabbi Yossi doesn't actually agree with this shita, but he's quoting Rabbi Akiva, his rabbi. The Darish Yitma Yitame. And whenever it says in the Chumash Yitma, it shall be tame, it means Yitame, it can make other things tell me. Did sound like the learned of the Mishnah. Bo Bayom Darsh Rabbi Akiva. On that day, Rabbi Akiva darshened. And usually when we have a reference to that day, it's talking about the story in Brachos, when they elevated Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be Rosh Yeshiva instead of Rabbi Gamliel. And they let in, as a result, they let in many, many more Talmidim, and on that day they were able to darshan. It was just one day, but they were able to darshan and solve a lot of the riddles that were stumping the previous people in the Beis Medrash. So either way, so on that day, Rabbi Akiva darshaned out, V'chol kli secheres asher yipol alav, asher yipol mehem, I keep on doing that, asher yipol mehem, let's find the full pasuk, for any, for, right, V'chol kli secheres asher yipol mehem, el tocho, if any you have a pot, earthenware jug, a pottery, whatever, and a sheretz falls into them, into the middle of it, so then yitzma, it will become tame, and it, you have to break it. Right? So the Gemara says, and the Gemara darshans, eno omer tame eli yitzma. It doesn't say it'll become tame, it says yitzma. So apparently implying that yitzma achirim, or yitame rather, yitame achirim, that it should be able to be metame other things. Right. It teaches me that a piece of bread that is a sheni, right, implied, I mean, if there's a piece of bread that's inside this kli cheres when the sheretz goes into it, so then the bread she'osa shlishi b'chulin can even make a shlishi by chulin. Now we usually refer, you know, we assume that a shlishi is not relevant to chulin again being regular normal food. We assume that a shlishi is shaykh for truma and a revi is shaykh for kachim. Well, the shlishi is also shaykh for kachim also, but meaning we usually don't assume that way. But here, Rabbi Akiva is darshaning, and this is a din daraisa apparently. Rabbi Akiva is darshaning that you can have a shlishi midaraisa for food. Okay, okay. So that's how we see that Rabbi Yossi is quoting Rabbi Akiva, who says that when you have the word yitma, right, it can be metame other things. And that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying, that the liquids can be metame, the foods, midaraisa. So Gemara says, v'achah hechi darish, so okay, fine, so that's the case over there, meaning by bread that's in a kli cheres, the sheretz, etc. So what about the liquids? Right? How do you know the liquids can be metame food? And this is the kicker, meaning that's the source for where Rabbi Akiva holds, that yitma means yitame, that it can be metame other things. But what about liquid? V'chol mashka, sheresh yaseh, v'chol kli yitma. Right, any liquid that you can drink in any kli, so then it will become tame. Right, so that's yitame, latame tumas ochlam. It can be metame, right? Other foods. Meaning liquid can be metame food. So the Gemara says, "Ata omer latame tumas ochlam." Maybe you're telling me that liquid can be metame food. Oh, inu el latame tumas mashkin. Maybe liquid should be metame liquid. So the Gemara says, "Amis lo kachaya." Nope. Nope, that's not it. Square says, well, Milo Kachaya, what does that mean? why not? That's not a reason. So Rav Papa says, because there's a rule that we're going to, again, we may have mentioned before, I don't remember, but we're definitely going to mention it on the base, that liquids, like items, are not metame other like items, right? Liquids have to be metame food. Food can be metame liquid, but food cannot be metame food, and liquid cannot be metame liquid. Okay, so that's how Rabbi Yossi teaches me that meaning that's how we know Rabbi Yossi is quoting Rabbi Akiva. Ravina, Amar Ravina says, Migufi dekura nami lo matzis amis. What Ravina says that you can even learn it from the pasuk itself. You don't need to go do all this logic similar items can't be metame similar items. Just read the pasuk. The pasuk says, Yitma latami tumas mashkin. That the word yitma teaches me that liquid can be metame liquids. And the isa gadaydach, you tell me the safer the tami tumas mashkin, because if you tell me that the second part of the pasuk, the second time it says yitma, it means that liquids can be metame liquids. Yitma duration not mean the tami tumas mashkin. So you would have to assume that the first yitma in the pasuk also is metame liquids. Meaning, if you just read the full pasuk, mikol ha'uchal asher yechel asher yevo alav mayim yitma. Right, for every food that comes in contact with water can become tame. V'chol mashka she'ish yaseh v'chol kli yitma. And any liquid that you can drink in any utensil, right, is tame, or it can become tame. So what do you need the double yitma for? Right? So narvinu v'nechtivinu, right? Why don't you just write them together? Right? In other words, you could have written, and this is Gemara says, mikol ocha she'yachel she'yavo alav mayim v'chol mashka she'ish yaseh v'chol tmi v'chol kli Yitma. Right? Tre Yitma Lamali. Why do we need the Pasuk to mention the word Yitma? It can become Tame twice. It must be that they're becoming Tame in a different manner. Otherwise, they just would have lumped them together and said they can become Tame once. So if there are two times in the Pasuk it can become Tame, it must be that it's referring to different halachos. So Ella, rather, it must be Yitma the Reisha, the Tame Tumas Mashkin, Yitma the Seifa, the Tame Tumas Ochlin. That the first Yitma, the first one that's talking about food that becomes Tame, that's to be, the food can be Metame liquid, and the second part of the Bryce, of the Pasuk, which is talking about liquid, that can be Metame food. Right, so you see that that's how liquid is metame food, and food gives metame liquid, right, because otherwise it wouldn't have said yitma twice. So the Gemara says ve'ema litame is a kalim. So why didn't you say that it can be metame kalim, some sort of, you know, utensils? So v'lav kavachomer, Gemara says it's a kavachomer. Liquid is not going to be metame kalim because uma kli shematame mashke ein metame kli. What happens if a liquid, if a kli is metame a liquid? Right? If a kli is metame a liquid, so can that kli be metame a kli? No, that's not a thing. Right? That's not a thing. You cannot have kalim or not metame other kalim. Mashkin, a body machmas kli, so therefore the liquid that becomes tame because of touching a kli, so certainly, you know, din shi tame a kalim. Certainly that liquid is not going to be able to be metame kalim as well. Right? Just like kalim can be metame kalim, liquid also cannot be metame kalim. So the Amos, the Gemara says, well, you could say, Kilo metamu mashkin abon machmas kli. Well, okay, fine. So that's only liquid that became tame through touching a kli. Mashkin abon machmas sheretz hachanai mitam metamu. So maybe liquid that became tame through a sheretz falling into it. Right, so then maybe that should be able to be metame kalim. So Gemara says mashkin abon machmas sheretz miksivi. So no, you never have that in the pasuk. The Torah never says that liquid who touches a sheretz becomes tame. So therefore, the lav got mekavachomu. The only reason we know that liquid can become tameh through touching a sheretz is a kavachomer, as follows: uma mashkin aboyin machmas kli metamin. Just like liquid that is can become tameh if it touches a tameh kli, and so mashkin aboyin machmas sheretz lo goes again. So certainly, it can become tameh through touching a sheretz. And dayo levo min adin lios kenidon. The rule of dayo, that of logic of kalachomer, is simply that the thing you're learning cannot be more stringent than the thing you're learning from. So if we're learning the fact that liquid can become tame through touching a sheretz from the fact that liquid can become tame if it touches a kli, because again, that's the kli liquid connection is the only one mentioned in the Chumash. So therefore, if, you know, if a sheretz can be metame a liquid is only known from a kavachomer, you have to use the basis of the kavachomer as your basic level of halacha. You can't jump and add on levels. So just like a kli cannot be metame a kli, and therefore a liquid that's been metame from the kli cannot be metame a kli, so liquid that is metame from a sheretz also cannot be metame akli, because the only reason we know that liquid is tame because of a sheretz is because of a kavachomer. And the source, the basis for the kavachomer, is the first case where liquid is metame because of a kli, and that we know that will not therefore transmit tuma further to another kli. Okay. So now, yitma deresha hechidarish. Okay, so now we just talked about the second yitma in the pasuk. So what about the first one? So, what does that teach me? Right, any food that is touched by water or by liquids, right? Yad shachadam, that's machshir, the food to become mekabel tama. If any food that became tame, so then yitma, it can be metame other things. Yitame letame samashkin. It can be. So we learn it can be metame liquids. Ayata omer letame samashkin. Maybe the drasha should be that food can be metame kalim. So amrish kavachomer. So it must be a kavachomer. Uma mashke shematame ochel eno metame kli. If just like a liquid that is metame food, but it cannot be metame a kli. So ochel she eno metame ochel, but food that cannot be metame food, in addition, shall be metame kli. Certainly. Right, if liquid can be metame food, but it cannot be metame a kli, so food that cannot be metame food certainly should not be able to metame a kli. So therefore, amani mekayim yitzmas and l'tam es amashkin shenalul and kavul tuma. So must, therefore, what do you use the word yitzma to teach me? That food can be mitame liquid, which, and we'll explain this in a minute, but the liquid is more susceptible to becoming tame. So Gemara says, my area mashkin mishun dalul and kavul tuma. Right? Why are you using? Who cares that liquid is more susceptible to becoming tame? Typically, mishun daleka midiachrini. There's nothing else for you to be mitame. Right, it's the only thing left. If you can't be mitame kalim and you can't be mitame food, so obviously the only thing that the food can be mitame is liquid. So the Gemara says harachikam. This is what you meant to say. Pchitema ochel chamer de mitame mashkin. If you'll tell me food is more stringent because it can be mitame liquid and liquid cannot be mitame liquid, so nitzmi al lekli, and therefore food should be able to be mitame kalim. There's on the flip side, there's another chumra that liquid has over food. Because liquid is more susceptible to becoming tame. And what is that? Because liquids can become tame without first being machshir, without first being prepared for that tuma. Right? We said solids need to be machshir. You need to have one of the seven liquids, the yashak adam. What is that? Yayin, dvash, shemen, chalav, tal, dam, and mayim. Right? Those are the seven liquids. If any of those seven liquids come in contact with food, so then the food can become mekabel toma. If it does not touch any of those liquids, then the food cannot be mekabel toma. So you see that liquids, but liquids, on the other hand, do not need any preparation. If it's touched by anything tame, so then the liquid becomes tame. So you see, since liquids are more readily susceptible to tuma than solids, so that's also a chumra on the other side. And therefore, you shouldn't say that solids are more machmer, more chumra, are more chamur than liquids, and therefore they should be able to mitame kalim. Okay, now Rabbi Yekiva darshened out those two yitmas, but what about the fact that we read it as yitma and not yitame? Right, again, these gemaras are very. You have to make sure you have the. If only we had punctuation and vowels, it'd be much easier. But what about this yitma? What the fact that there's a kri and a ksiv here? Well, it's not really a kri and a ksiv. I take it back. I mean, this yitma that we've been saying. How do you explain what this part of the drosha is? Because we already learned the resha and the seifa. Meaning, Rabbi Kiva learns that yitzma should be really yitame, should be yitame other things. But what does the actual word yitzma mean? Right, what is that referring to? Dein osen kiyotzebo. And that, we learned, as we mentioned before, that word teaches me in Pashtus is that foods or liquids cannot be yitame the same type of item. So food cannot be yitame food, and liquid can not be metame liquid. Gemara says, Mehalcha nafka? Really, you get that from here? Mehalcha nafka? Really, you learn that halacha from somewhere else. If water touches any seeds, v'nafal minit v'asam, and the carcass of any of these, meaning any of the shrotzim, fall on top of it, so then tamehu, then it's tame. Right? Hu tame, fein osa tuma kayotziba. Right? Really, only the food is, the seeds are tame, but not similar seeds, not any other seeds that they touch afterwards. So you don't need yitzma to teach me that food can't be matami food. We already learned it from here. Second one says, Chad b'mashken abay machmasheretz v'chad b'mashken abay machmas kli. Yeah, okay. One pasuk teaches me that if something became tame through a sheretz, it cannot be matami other things. And one says that, one pasuk is for, if the item became tame through touching a kli that was tame, and therefore it can no longer be matami, it cannot be matami similar items. Utsrichi, and you need both those drushers. Because if you would only tell me that liquid that is metame through touching a kli cannot be metame any other liquids, because that's not serious tuma, right? That's gonna be shame in the tuma. But liquid that touches the actual sheretz, that's a rishon, right? That the chamiri, that's a more serious, more machmir level of tumah, to be shown. So then maybe ema osa tumah kayotzibo. Then you might have thought that it will be metame like items. And liquids to liquid, solids to solids. So therefore the pasuk says that it will not. So, okay, you still only need one drasha, really, because if you tell me that liquids that touch the sheretz are not going to be able to be matame other liquids. Certainly liquids that were matame because they touched a kli, or they were inside of the kli, certainly can't be matame other liquids, because the kli liquid is a sheni, and the sheretz liquid is a rishon. So Gemara says, ain't a chanamiya, right? But milzer, that's the kalvachom, I talk, because of the Quran. Sometimes the Gemara resorts to saying that yes, in a chenami, even though you can learn a halacha through a kalvachomer, sometimes the Torah has just bothered itself and wrote the halacha anyway. Meaning a kalvachomer is not necessarily a contradiction for a drasha. That yes, sometimes the Torah just wrote it anyway. That even though you could have logically derived the halacha, it still provided us with both sources. Okay, we're going to stop here because the next discussion goes on to tests. Another part of analyzing this brisa on Tes Zayin, but definitely a daf that's kedai chazer. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.